Good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 1:09 p.m. on April the 19th, 2026. We're on a scattered cloud afternoon on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, it's morning somewhere. It was morning here for about 15 seconds, and then the next thing I know, it's lunchtime. So yeah, got a little carried away. Ah, shoot. Yeah, okay. Still working. So, finished off the Blues is the Truth from April the 4th, and now there's a new one in my podcatcher. At some point, I subscribed to Stuff Keeps Happening, the audio track on Endeavorance's podcast, but it seems to have disappeared. I'm not sure exactly why. This podcatcher is aggravating in the extreme in terms of where it hides stuff. The layers of stupid ads. Update my PDF reader. No. Thank you. Go away. I don't read permanently damaged files. So, let's see, yesterday was a delightful 3-day. The day before that was, I got on a treadmill so that I could have my 3-day. The treadmill was required because of the weather. It didn't start terrible. If I had gone out when I first got up at 7 o'clock, I probably could have got the walk in before the weather turned to crap. Girl sailing along on her electric scooter, hair blowing in the wind, just asking for cranial injury when she falls. Grinning like a fool. All right, that's a deep hole. That's what they were doing here. They were digging a hole. Closed off the street. Oh, it's not deep anymore. It's like they just report fresh concrete on it. Storm drain. But they have it all boxed in. Oh, and she goes back the other way. Get it all boxed in with barricades so nobody drives into the 8-inch deep hole. I would put a dent in your day, to say nothing of your car. It's warm, 68, probably 70. 70 now. maybe warmer. The sun is up. It's got clear blue sky where it is right now. High in the sky. Close to due south. And I am a tad overdressed. But I'm grateful for the long sleeves. I'll have less of an opportunity to burn. So yeah, snow, rain, high wind, and around 5:30 last night, not last night, Friday night, it cleared off. Yesterday was a pretty nice day, what I saw of it. Another square mark on the hard top here. I wonder if they'll dig that one up next. But yes, sleep has been an interesting challenge. Not because I've gotten too little, because I have been getting so much more than normal. I don't think, well, today was less than 7 hours. This morning, it was 6 hours and 54 minutes of sleep. It's okay, no problem. I have any idea what this girl is doing. She almost ran me down coming out of the cul-de-sac. But I've been getting 7, 7.5, 8 hours sleep. 8 and a bit one morning. And it's all because of that damn cat. He's a sweetheart. I shouldn't call him the damn cat. But he really wants his breakfast, like 3 a.m. And like an idiot, I get up and give it to him. But then I crawl up and go back to sleep. And once I get back to sleep, I sleep for another 3 hours. At least 2 hours anyway. The opportunity cost of sleep is I lose my quiet time in the morning. And I realize it probably seems like a fair trade for most people. They get a little extra sleep now and again. I need to wean myself from sitting there and scrolling for 20, 30 minutes out of whack. I have a morning routine, a morning maintenance routine, and I have a checklist of things that I go down through and I check off every day. And most days, when I check it off, I have actually done it. Once in a while, I will go to do this morning and find that yesterday I missed a step. This is why I should never get a pilot's license. I should probably never ride a bicycle or motorcycle ever again. Because way, way too often, I think that what I did yesterday was what I did today. And so I don't pay any attention to the day. The checklist is a way for me to sort of reinforce, okay, this is what I want done today. And since I'm in a kayak, the boat don't move if I don't pedal. Paddle, sounds like pedal. The boat don't move if I don't paddle. And I resort to a checklist. Okay, I'm supposed to do this. Did I do that? Yes, I did. Check it off. I'm supposed to do this. Did I do this? Yes, I did. Check it off. That's sort of what you do with the checklist. I realize I'm just blathering. I don't seem to be able to stop, but at least I realize I'm doing it. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. This new fence looks really nice. I like the look of the weathered fences. They begin to look a little downtrodden. After a while, here's one that's missing a paling. Ah, there we go, there's a breeze. So satisfactory. I'm not breaking any kind of game record in terms of finishing stuff off. I am building factories that are less, not completely, but less helter-skelter. Having some previous knowledge about what's coming up the pike. I know, for example, where I need to have copper and aluminum, and I can handle those facilities in a reasonable manner. Right now, I've got a bridge high above the lake with factories on it. What kind of that stuff? It's pretty cool. I need to do something to dress it up a little bit right now. It looks like just floating mid-air. I need to get the fused frames going. I need to build a special factory just to create the heavy modular frames that it needs. past the lilac hedge. There's a lot of pale lilac blossoms. Blossoms that flowered last week are now turning white. They'll dry up and blow away soon. It's a beautiful blue sky out to the east. I'm glad I wore my sunglasses, though. This is probably a pretty high UV day. Keep from burning my retinas out. Pretty green lawn, being sprinkled with potable water. My irrigation system, I have not turned it on purpose. Yes, my lawn looks like desert. Not quite. But every gallon saved is a gallon saved. They're going to cost more starting in May, because that's the way the city manages their water. They charge extra because people water their lawns. And the homeowner associations have almost universally adopted Kentucky bluegrass, a completely unsuitable cultivar of grasses requiring large amounts of water, even in their native environments, and certainly here in the near desert at 4,800 feet. It's the sun has a broiling factor that just sort of cooks everything. It is rather pleasant out this afternoon. I got to get out earlier tomorrow morning, just because I don't want to walk in the heat tomorrow. It's a tree with all, an apple tree with all its little white blossoms on it still. Some kind of flowering crab probably coming up. Scrolling through headlines in my feed reader, I came across one that just, it made me scratch my head. I mean, a lot of headlines these days make me scratch my head. It's like, really? You're going there? This one was grammatical, though. Police shoot dead gunman. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, if he was dead, why did they shoot him? I suspect it might be a translation issue. And that in the original, whatever language it might have been, I don't even remember whose headline it was now. It's like, I read that and went, say what? And realized it was, they shot him dead. Shot him and killed him. Which seems to be the default action for police in many parts of the world, not just the US. Yes, I realize that's an overtly political statement. Jeez, when I see my my ENT guy again, I really need to talk to him about the amount of times that I choke. I inhale a bit of water or a bit of coffee. Very seldom food, but every once in a while I'll get a crumb stuck. I hear a car coming up behind me. Nope, I'm going here. All right. Place looks a little different with the sun well up and due south than it does with my normal walks. My ryegrass is looking good. It's much more developed in the shady corner than it is in the bright sun corner. But nevertheless, it looks really good. I like it. I like it a lot. However, I'm going to step in out of the sun so I can see my phone. Because I'm near the back gate. Point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.